Following the visit of US President Barack Obama earlier this year, the Czech Republic is gearing up for another extremely important visit, that of Pope Benedict XVI, who's planning to spend 3 days in this country at the end of September. Preparations for the papal visit are in full swing and were presented to the media by Roman Catholic Church officials on Wednesday morning. Christian Falvey has the story.
The papal visit from September 26th to 28th will be the first for the new pope, and preparations are already in full swing. Much of the program has been especially planned by the pontiff himself, and he plans to visit the country's main pilgrimage sites and other sites of particular interest to him. Karel Šticha is from the office coordinating the papal visit.
The Pope will visit in Czech Republic two important cities. First, he will celebrate the Holy Mass in Brno, which is the capital of Moravia. And also he visits Stará Boleslav. It's a very known city in the central Bohemia. And in this city, in the day of St. Wenceslaus, he will celebrate the Mass for people from the central Bohemia.
Stará Boleslav is of huge significance to Czech Catholics, as it marks the site where the patron Saint Václav, a.k.a. the good King Wenceslaus of the Christmas Carol, was murdered by his younger brother and martyred. This stop on Pope Benedict's tour of the country will be a major event, with 30,000 people tentatively expected, and thus a lot of the planning is focused on international transit to and from Stará Boleslav, as well as on many other areas.
We are in the procedure of the negotiation with the firms which are able to construct. The construction is necessary to prepare for Holy Mass, and we are on the procedure of the negotiation with the state authorities, with the municipalities about cooperation in the infrastructure, in the logistical preparation and so on.
Prague, of course, will not be off the Holy Father's list of things to see, and here, too, he has requested a special stop at the Church of Our Lady Victorious, which houses the Child of Prague, a statue of the infant Christ that is revered around the world. Father Petr Schleich heads the Carmelite Priory of the Infant Jesus of Prague.
It's not an honor for the Infant Jesus of Prague to be visited by the Holy Father, but in this special case it's an honor for the Holy Father to make a visit the little Jesus in this place, which is so widely known and so beloved by so many faithfuls in every continent today and for centuries already. I think it's a great encouragement for all those Christian people in many countries who love this image of the little Jesus. They can see that the Church really appreciates their devotion, their trust in the little Jesus, and that they are not alone in this, that even the Pope himself shares their attitude.
The Czech Republic is well known as a non-religious country. Reportedly, 59% of the population is agnostic, atheist, or non-denominational. Nonetheless, the roughly 2.5 million Catholics in the country are doubtless to be joined this autumn by their brethren from the neighboring Catholic bastions of Slovakia and Poland, and the Pope's homeland of Germany. And the papal visit to the Czech Republic is sure to be a big one.
Christian Falvey there reporting on plans for the papal visit in